Now, I've been critical of the lack of action on refugees by some countries that have got more responsibility than us, like Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, not taking Syrian refugees. That's quite outrageous. Here's a Melbourne family could teach them something from the Dandenongs. They want to open their home to take in Syrian refugees. Now, I don't know how that happens. We'll work this through the morning. Mark Stanley, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Why do you want to do this?
Well, it's just basic human kindness. You know, as Australians, you know, in our DNA, we have this inherent want to kick in and get things done. And, you know, you see it with the Black Saturday events. You see it, you know, with all kinds of events that happen throughout our country and, you know, and the world with the tsunami. And you know, like, it just seems like a really basically obvious thing to do. I mean, we've got a spare room. We've got space. We've got children. We've got trampolines and...
How old are your children, Mark?
8 and 4.
What, do they? Was the 8-year-old understand it?
Well, no. And you know, like, part of the problem is, I think we've all become just so completely desensitized.
Sorry, we've lost you. No, so you become desensitized? Did you say?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. You know, to a lot of this stuff, it's constant imagery of people crossing borders and. And, you know, I don't think people really know how to humanise it. And, you know, I was lucky enough to spend some time in Bosnia when I was younger, just after their atrocities. And, you know, we stayed with a Muslim family. They were beautiful people. They taught us a lot about what happened to them and, you know, their perspective on war.
Okay. Where is your house? What suburb?
We're in Macclesfield, which is a tiny little... Well, you couldn't even call it a town, really, but it's just out of Emerald.
And how big's your house?
Well, it's a 3-bedroom with a study, so I suppose it'd just be an average-sized 3-bedroom house.
And have you got acres as well?
Yeah, we've got 14.
What do you feel, Mark, about inviting strangers into your house to live with you?
Well, I mean, I'm perfectly comfortable with it. You know, when I floated this past my wife last night, I was waiting for one of those crack across the back of the heads, are you out of your mind?
Yes.
And her reaction was, it's so bizarre that you would say that. I was just thinking that driving home listening to the radio tonight.
And how long would you be willing to take a family for?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, when people were displaced with Black Saturday and, you know, families went and stayed with other families, you know, that question kind of didn't really come up. You know, it wasn't like, well, how long are you going to have them? I don't know, until the house is built or...
All right, and you don't know how to go about it, so we'll ask some questions for you. I guess
right.
Another question, you're obviously a very generous-hearted soul, but have you ever thought of taking in, say, homeless people locally?
Yes. I mean, we don't really have a great homeless issue up in the Dandenongs. You know, homeless one, you know, it's a... You know, this is a sort of a desperate event. You know, this is something that's, you know, that's out of people's control, and perhaps the same happens with homelessness to a degree, but, you know, it's harder to get to the root of, you know, of what the problem was, you know, the systemic problem causing, you know, an individual's homelessness, whereas,
yeah.
You know, presumably these people were sitting in their houses, someone decided, you know, well, let's get the bombing campaign on the go, and next thing they don't have a house and probably lost
okay.
half their family.
So how many people could you take in your house, do you reckon? Is it parents
and
2 kids? Or?
Yeah, I reckon we could take a couple and their 2 children. I mean, in the spare room we have, I mean, like, you know, to be honest with you, we have people come up and stay over Christmas that would be harder to get rid of.
Okay. I tell you what, you hold on a moment, Mark. We'll arrange to call some of the agencies this morning and see if they are interested in that sort of offer. I don't know whether they will be, but we'll check it through for you. Mark Stanley from the Dandenongs wants to host a Syrian family.